here we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Research Centre, which is a wonderful place. And in the background, we have Les and Jill, both waving at us, who are volunteering here today. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Country correspondence, humbug scrub. Since I last wrote, we have been visited with showers, and yesterday afternoon it blew with almost hurricane force for a few minutes when a heavy rain followed. Today, however, we have been blessed again with fine weather. Our ford over the river is, I believe, completed and answers its purpose well, judging from reports of parties who have made use of it, and reflects credit upon the contractors. I wonder which ford that would be. Somewhere in up around One Tree Hill Way.
Mm.
Oh, they were very important, those little fords.
Yes.
I mean, we couldn't afford bridges, so they built fords with culverts through them. And
well, there's just such a huge area in South Australia that needs roads and such a sparse population, sparse population.
Yep.
That it was a major undertaking.
Yep, so build a ford, at least people can get through most of the water.
Yes. It doesn't rain that often in South Australia.
Oh, certainly not this year, that's for sure.
The odd flash flood and that's it. Yes. So, 100 years ago, New Catholic School. The foundation stone of the New Catholic School will be the fourth stone laid in connection with the Catholic Church in Gawler. Next Sunday's function will form a link with the early days of the state. For Catholic establishments in Gawler date back to April 1850, when the foundation stone, the original Catholic church, was laid by Dr. Murphy, the first Catholic bishop of South Australia.
Wow.
Now, I was just talking to Alan Tiller about that because he's done a lot of research into the Good Samaritans.
Oh, has he?
In Porter Street on Church Hill. And he's going to have a look for me because we think this is probably one of the schools up at in that area. All the Catholic schools were all together near the church. They were all in that area around Porter Street.
In fact, I think I was actually filing something last week to do with the Catholic school.
Yes, there were several. Oh. So one dates back much earlier than 1925. So this probably is the high school. There was a Catholic high school as well as primary school, which came later, so this is probably the high school, we think. But he's going to, I couldn't find any of the articles about it. None of them mentioned the address, which is so frustrating.
It is frustrating.
Yeah.
50 years ago, shoplifting spree. Shoplifting by primary school children, mainly girls, in Gawler had reached plague proportions in recent months. One store manager described Gawler as one of the worst towns for shoplifting he had known. A store proprietress said that on Saturday mornings, she has to employ a person solely to watch the goods on display. The larger serve-yourself shops with a large array of goods on display are the hardest hit. Well, that's every shop now, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't think shoplifting has changed. People still steal.
Yeah, just some of the stories I hear from our son who works in retail are shocking.
Really?
Yeah. They've had people walk out with $600 worth of stuff in a trolley and they can't stop them. Just some incredible stories. I had no idea. It was,
Wow, they're shoplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people just think, well, can't afford it, I'll just take it. They can afford it. Their insurance will pay for it.
Yeah, it's just not easy being in retail. So, 25 years ago. Off the buses, local families hit by collapse of company. Since the collapse of Busway Travel Services last week, parents of children attending Trinity and Xavier Colleges have been angered at having to pay up to $30 in weekly fees to get their children to and from school. Yeah, that would have been the year before anger started. There was a bus service.
Like 25 years.
Yeah, that was so.
And there's a photograph there. Is that taken at Gawler High School? Looks like it.
Hard to tell. Certainly Trinity has changed so much.
Oh, Trinity is just amazing.
When anger started, where the buses all pulled in was just like this yard, muddy paddock, and the kids were just running around the buses. It was really dangerous.
Oh, God.
And five-year-olds, so the driver of the bus that he was on would escort these five-year-olds to the other bus because they had to change buses. Oh. And the driver was escorting them across because it just was so dangerous.
When I look at that photograph a bit closer, it's not Gawler High, it's Xavier.
Ah,
that's their big stadium in the background, I think. It looks like the Xavier. Anyway, can't read the caption, it's too small.
Yes, it is.
Right, 10 years ago, Memorial Solution. The Gawler RSL is set to seek a compromise with the Gawler Council regarding its ongoing proposal to move the Adelaide Road World War I Memorial to a new location. The RSL and Council put the battle over the proposal to move the World War I Memorial to Pioneer Park to rest in the lead up to the Anzac Centenary. But local RSL members last week met to consider their next move. The RSL is now hopeful of a positive outcome for both parties. Well, the positive outcome is that 10 years later, the memorial is still down in Gawler South, where it rightfully should be.
Because it's a Gawler South memorial. Yes.
I don't understand. Then they built this
hand,
didn't they?
Yes, the hand is
out of the ground, which looks weird. But anyway, that's just my personal viewpoint.
I think the angle depends on the angle. Because if you look at it from a good angle, it looks amazing.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah. But you, like where the visitor centre is,
yeah,
you get a really good view of it.
But from the road, it looks weird.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's sort of coming up out.
The angle on it surprises me. I feel like it would have had more impact if it was facing the road because that's where most people see it.
Yeah, yeah. But then it would have had its back to the park.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it for this week.
That is. Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette, goodbye to Les and Jill waving again.
Yes.
And yes, enjoy your week, everyone.
For all life's signs.